South Sudan is witnessing serious economic pain after the country canceled crude oil sales of February and March because of the conflict in Sudan. Fighting has disrupted the flow of crude oil, South Sudan's oil fields, to Port Sudan. Mandela Nelson operates a business in Juba. He says the economic crisis has forced him to develop survival tactics. He says he closed his restaurant, which has been operating since 2019, and now only delivers food to customers.
So when customers, people want to place their outside getting orders and anything that they would like us to make, we'll always prefer them to either call us or they can check on our social media pages, send us a message. Then from there we are able to prepare whatever order that they need. So things are not quite easier, but we also strongly have faith that one day things will be fine.
Amer Niel owns a lingerie shop. She says she is not making any money because most of her customers are affected by the fall of the South Sudan pound against the US dollar.
When you own a shop, so shops are there. Sometimes you go back to your salaries, you boost the shop. You'll be boosting the shop for maybe a year or two, but nothing is happening. And for now, I'm actually boosting the shop for my salary, and it's not easy, but I'm keeping up.
Teddy Nambi is a shop attendant at Afro Quality Luxury Boutique. She says the challenges of running a business in Juba are increasing every day.
You can't quit business, though we have to continue. Plus things like city council and different revenues. So currently, again, we entered into the dollar rate. The dollar rate today is increasing today every day, so we can't know which rate should we use. And in the process, we made some losses.
Both customers and the business community complain about the economic situation. Juba resident Christine Michael says the economic crisis in South Sudan has affected her purchasing powers.
Nowadays, if I want to go buy something, I will have to double check what I want to buy and do a small analysis. Like, for example, this is a typically me. I sit down, analyze what I need to buy, list them down. Then I review which one is a priority, which one is a necessity, because we don't have the luxury of just going and buying everything we want or everything we need. Even in the needs, we have to prioritize our needs.
Many South Sudanese business owners are hoping that the conflict in Sudan will end so their country can resume pumping crude oil to the international markets. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.